Jill Wants a Pucker Adventure. A good fortnight had passed since the Hardings had had the unusual experience of watching Brave Jack kill a terrible giant. Even though the whole experience seemed like something out of a dream or fantasy story, they all knew it to be true. Certainly the dried mud on their Wellingtons was enough to show that they had no reason to think they had only been dreaming. Jack and Jill were sitting in their living room, enjoying afternoon tea, when Jill noticed a postman outside. "I'll go to see if there's anything in the mail," Jill said. When she came back, she had a letter and a postcard. "Here's the bill from the butcher's," she said, giving Jack the letter. "How nice," he replied. "Who's the postcard from?" "You won't believe it, but it's from Mabel. She's in the Antarctic." "In the Antarctic? How would she get there? She's always skint and hasn't got enough money for a pack of fags on some days. And anyway, there are no post offices in the Antarctic. This must be some sort of a joke." "No, it isn't. Look yourself. The stamp is from the British Antarctic Territory, and the card was sent from Port Lockroy. I've seen that on the telly. It's called the Penguin Post Office. It's in the Antarctic. Lots of cruise ships stop there, and people can visit a museum, buy something in the shop, and send mail." Jack took the postcard from Jill. "Dear Jill and Jack, you know I'm always skint, so you're probably wondering what I'm doing in the British Antarctic. The last few weeks have been like a dream. I won more than £1 million in the lottery. I've always wanted the experience of travelling to the Antarctic on a cruise ship, and what an experience it has been. Here in Port Lockroy there are thousands of penguins everywhere. It's such fun to watch them walking around or jumping into the water. Love, Mabel." "I'm certainly glad Mabel's luck seems to have turned," Jack said. "Fancy her going on a trip to the Antarctic." "So you agree the postcard is real and not some sort of a joke?" "It certainly looks pucker," Jack replied. "A trip to the Antarctic must be bloody expensive. I wonder how much she paid." "I'm sure she won't mind telling us when she comes back. Probably she'll tell us everything we want to know, and a lot more. You know how much she likes to talk." "She does indeed. Listening to her leaves me knackered at times." "Oh, shut up. Mabel is very nice, and just think how important this trip must be for her. It's probably the best experience she's ever had. I wouldn't mind a trip to the Antarctic myself. Why don't we go there next year?" "I'm sure seeing the penguins is very nice, and it would be something different from our usual holidays, but it's rather cold there, and I'm not sure I'd want to spend my holiday wearing an anorak. I want to go somewhere warm where I can sunbathe, get a nice tan, and go swimming. After the holiday, there's still plenty of time for wearing an anorak when we get back to good old Blighty. How about going on a holiday together, just you and me? We could leave the kids with their grandparents." It's been donkey's years since our last trip on our own. Do you remember our first holiday together in Morocco?" "You mean that cheap hotel in Tangier? How could I ever forget it? We had to leave the hotel at 4 a.m. to catch a train, but when we got to the exit, it was locked." "Yes, and I went to the reception. The receptionist was asleep, and when he came to open the door, he couldn't find the key and had to use a screwdriver to get it open." Jack laughed. "That was the only time in my life I needed a screwdriver to leave a hotel." "Maybe we should take a screwdriver along on our next holiday," Jill suggested. "The receptionist would probably think I'm a bit daft if I come to check out with a screwdriver." "Oh, Jack, but quite seriously, let's do something unusual. Take me on a pucker adventure, something no one else has ever done, something I'll remember my whole life." "That's asking for rather a lot, Jill, but I'll try to come up with something." "No, Jack, don't just come up with something. Offer me the best and the most exciting that there is, a journey that no one has even imagined. You always manage to amaze people at your magic shows. Now amaze me with a fantastic experience. Make my dreams come true. I'm feeling a bit peckish. Have we got anything to go with the tea? Oh, Jack, how can you be like that? Jill said a bit annoyed. I'm talking about a wonderful holiday, and all you can think of is eating. I can't think when I'm feeling peckish. All right, I'll go and see if there's anything in the fridge to go with your tea. But you better start thinking about something more important, like our dream holiday. While Jill went to the kitchen to look for some food in the fridge, Jack was thinking about what his wife had suggested. He agreed with her that they should do something most unusual, but he couldn't think of anything. Annoyed with himself, he jumped up and walked up and down the living room, lost in thought. Coming up with an idea for a pucker adventure was easier said than done. After all, he couldn't just drop off his wife somewhere in Africa to be chased by a lion. That would certainly be an experience she would never forget, but he couldn't quite imagine her being happy about that kind of adventure. Yet where could he take her to, he wondered. How could he take her to a place no one else had ever been to or do something no one had ever done before? Jack was so deep in thought, he didn't even notice his wife when she came back into the room. She had to call him twice before he looked at her. Oh, Jack, she said, you really are lost in thought. Look, I've got some nice chocolates to go with the tea. Chocolates? Yes, you said you were feeling peckish and wanted something to go with the tea. Oh, yes, of course, I'd quite forgotten. He sat down, took a chocolate and put it in his mouth. Well, I must say, these are very nice, he said. I'm glad you like them, the expensive Belgian chocolates. They are very fine chocolates indeed. I don't believe we've ever had them before. No, we haven't. A friend of mine from work gave them to me. She went to Brussels last week. It's a pity I couldn't go too, but our boss only needed her to go and... The talk of fine chocolates they'd never had before and other things his wife hadn't done before got Jack thinking again about their dream holiday. I do believe I've got an idea, he said to himself. Much to Jill's surprise, her husband suddenly got up and left the room without saying another word. He had finished neither his tea nor the chocolates, and she wondered what had got into him. Then she remembered their talk about an unusual holiday. Well, I am glad he's thinking about it, she said to herself. Whatever it is, it's probably very different from all our other trips. She chased away the thought, had another chocolate, and then put all the dishes away. Where did she put all the things? She put the chocolates in the fridge. She got out a dry towel from one of the kitchen drawers. She washed the teapot, dried it with a towel, and then put it on a shelf. She dried her hands on the tea towel, then she put the wet towel over the back of a chair to dry. While Jill was doing all this, Jack got to work in his secret cellar on the most unusual adventure imaginable, but that is a story for another time and another book.